E ciao a tutti, benvenuto a Aperitivo al Pub. Grazie per essere qui. Thanks for joining me today. Here at the sportsbettingpub.net, I am EJ. And whether you're catching me on my podcast channel or on YouTube, whichever way you're finding me, whichever way you're listening to me, I appreciate it. Thank you very much out there. I hope everyone's cool. Hump day action here. I'm talking about Thursday Europa Conference League matches. Obviously, you can tell by my title and what's going on here. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed your Champions League Tuesday. I know you did. Yeah, did you put on your socks? Yeah, you put on them socks, right? That's what I'm trying to say, man. Man, you know, it's not only just about making money. You gotta have a little fun here, too. You ain't having fun, man. The hell, life can be brutal if you're not having some fun. All right, we are talking Europa League matches. I have maybe six or seven matches we're going to discuss here. We'll talk about, I mean, you know, everybody can go look up and see what happened in the front leg of all of these Europa League matches. Obviously, this is the return leg. Everyone's switching venues, doing it again. Yeah, man. And obviously, it's pretty cool this year how they're doing it. You know, road goals don't hold all the weight this year, which is very cool. You know, seems so simple at this point. I hate when you see 3-3 and you're like, well, why don't they just keep playing? What the hell's this road goal stuff all about? I mean, they did that for what? Like, before I was born. I remember they were doing that in the 60s, way before I was born. So it's kind of cool to see that they stopped doing it. And they're doing it for Europa League too. You know, they already did it for Champions League. And we saw how that worked out. Crazy couple of Tuesday, Wednesday matches. And so now we're going to talk, man. Let's talk about it. Happy hour needs to start. You know what happens when happy hour starts around here, right, baby? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Let's make it rain some more, will ya? What do you think, baby? It's time to make a little rain. Rain's good. Rain forecast. Alright, let's talk about some Thursday affairs. Alright. Now, like I said, you can all go look up and see what happened in the first leg if you don't believe me. So, you know, out of that and yeah, the van. Man, M-O-L, a set of there. Now, it's 1-1. 1-1 in that front leg. Man. When you see something like that, and if you caught any of that match and you saw the way it went down, man, you know what? Something tells me they're going to score again. Something tells me they're going to just at least find a way to score again. And when you have the both teams to score, you don't have to worry about too much more than that. I'm also going to suggest that over this time, though, I don't think that Adavat Yadavan and Fredavera will be able to contain a 1-1 match this time. That over 2.5. Both teams to score. Both have good prices on them. Play them both. Play either one. I don't care how you really play it. You're going to cash either ticket. Adavat Yadavan, Fredavera, over 2.5, and the both teams to score, okay? That's your first two plays. That's the first match of the day. That's an early two. So you get that one out of the way and move on. You're moving to Macedonia. Time to move to Macedonia, Struga, at home. Well, they got a different venue, obviously, they're changing. But, you know, technically at home. Man, I draw no bets, plus 115 for them at home. Yeah, it's not their home, not what their home used to be at home, but who cares? They're still going to have a crowd there, I do believe, and they should have some support. So, you know what, I don't think Lepeja is going to find a way to get a result in Macedonia. Struga, draw no bet. Pick 'em. You should know by the line. It's 2.15 plus 115 plus money. Man, those are two favorite words around here. Wait, I don't know where you've been. Those are two of my favorite words. So, yeah. Pick draw no bet with Struga at home. Or at least in Macedonia. Partizani, yeah, man, it's cool to see Partizani. You know, even, man, even they're Albanian, I can still talk about them like they're Italian. Because it sounds Italian. I love that. Partizani. Now, John, I bet. Sorry, minus 125 because I'm at home. Yes. Yeah, it was 5-2 in the first leg. I don't know why the Lions sellers think it won't be similar result for them at home. If that's all they need to do, they don't need to put a team out there. No, they're probably going to play. I assume they'll put a team out there to at least make sure they get the result locked in. You know, get two goals, get up 7-2, and then be like, all right, good enough, we're out of here. So, to see Partizani John O'Bad at minus 125 or minus 120, might be minus 130 by the time you get it in. I don't know what you're going to get and what book you have out there, like I always talk about. The earlier the better. Lock that in at minus 125 if you can. Man, got to have it. I mean, you got to have it, man. Partizani's going to find a way to get a result. That's all I need to do. Even if they don't get the outright win, at least it's day, man. Pretty sure they will. I don't think they're going to settle for the draw. There won't be like some 1-1 stupid back and forth after a 5-2 front leg. You know what I mean, man. I definitely don't expect... Man. I'm sorry, St. George. Some Dolphin team. I want to call them St. George. If you really want to go by what they're really called, no, I can't pronounce that. I'm not going to try and crack that all up. It was 5-2 in the front leg for Partizani. That's it, man. St. George is not going to find a way to go in there and get any kind of result, man. So that's it. Play that. Rocla. Slutsk Rocla. 2-1. Against Paide in that first match. You know what? Now they're going to meet again. What? What's going to happen in this match? Yes. Yes, they will both score. Well, it's minus 110. Yeah. Man, you know, first inclination for me when I see a 2-1 affair is like, all right, you know what? Let's hope maybe the line setter is going to give us a decent line on that, both teams to score. Yes, they will. Minus 110. You might get minus 115 for that both to score with Rocla and Paide, but okay. What you got to do, man? Get paid. Right? Braderbleek. Oh, man, Racing Luxembourg. 3-2 front leg. 3-2 front leg. Now, did you see the line on the over 2.5 and 3? Yeah, baby. Even money. All right, you know what, man? They score 3 goals, we take something out of it. I don't want to push that over 3 and not really get anything out of it because they're going to score 3 times. Bang, 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 3 goals. Like you put your socks on, baby. Count them. 1, 2, 3. Oh, man. So, yeah, again, I'm not going to, if they stop there, at least we'll get something out of it, get a little money out of that, a half win. I love half wins, man. I'm a big fan of half wins because you know what half wins are? They're not losses, and they're money in my pocket. If you don't like money in your pocket, watching the wrong show. All right, Klexfagar. I like to say that. Klexfagar. I just like saying it, man. Just like saying another club out of Iceland, man. Ouch. Saw what happened in the front leg with them, and they won only one goal for them, huh? Now they're going to come home and try and make up the 3. So obviously they need to score twice at home and try and keep it at 2-0. Try and extend that to extra time. Oh, man. I don't think so. I really don't think so, man. Siroki's going to find a way to score there. That both teams to score is minus 110. Minus 110, man. All right. You know what? The over 2 and 2.5 is also minus 110 there. So, yes, play it either way, man. If you think they're going to find that third goal, I think they're going to find, someone's going to find that third goal. Krasnodar can score at home, man. Or Vlasnia. Let me cross track there. Klaksvagar is playing Rigas, RFS. That's the over 2.5 and 3 we're going to be playing there. Sorry for that little screw-up right there, man. My brain's just not here today. Klaksvagar and RFS Rigas, man. 3-2 in that front leg. That's the over 2.5 and 3 at even money I'm talking about. And the Vlasnia Soroki is the over 2 and 2.5 handicap with the both teams to score at minus 110. So let me be clear about how that really worked out. Klaksvagar, RFS, over 2.5 and 3 on the handicap. It's even money. They score 3, we get something out of it. Vlasnia and Soroki, over 2 and 2.5. If you don't want to play that, play the both teams to score. Because, man, they're both going to score. But it'd be 1-1 there, and that'll be how you get your money out of that. And, man, sorry about the little mess up there. Because, man, you know what? Football on the brain is man. So yeah, that's it, man. That's all I want to do. I want to get a couple plays out to everybody out there. You should have all your action now. I don't know what else you're going to need for the whole Europa match. I mean, every other match is, you know, either a couple of 0-0s in there I didn't really want to talk about. The other 5-2 and the 4-1 and all that kind of stuff. The only 5-2 match I really want to talk about was the Partizani at home because they had that draw on the bet price, which was fair enough to me at minus 125. But other than that, you have all your bets, right? I hope I was clear with any of them. If you have a question or anything about that, just leave a message on the bottom of my YouTube channel. It's EJ Rain. Just look for EJ Rain. You'll find EJ the Rainmaker, EJ Gar. That's me, man. And I'm here at the sportsbettingpub.net giving out some betting advice, man. Champions League, we had did pretty well on Tuesday. Still be following up here with the Europa League Thursday matches. We're going to be doing this for a while now because Champions League Tuesday and Wednesday and the Europa League on Thursday has been a thing for so long. So I'm glad they didn't at least change that, even though they changed the name from Europa Conference League. Okay. Anyway, it's still Europa League. It's still the same format and the whole setting and everything except for the road goals not being a thing now, but otherwise. All right, so you have all your bets. I hope I clarified what the Classificar and the RFS Regus, all that stuff was. And you should be all set, all right? Go make that money, man. Make it rain. That's it. Happy hour's over, everybody. Thanks for joining me here on my YouTube channel. Again, if you caught me on my podcast, you can always catch me over at YouTube. And if you like just listening to podcasts and hanging out, man, go check me out on Spotify, iTunes. I'm everywhere a major podcast needs to be. Just look for the Sports Betting Pub or EJ the Rainmaker or EJ Gar, and you're going to find me dishing out some more stuff, man, handing out more money around here. So, all right, thanks for joining me, everybody. All right, talk to you later, man. Well, obviously, be ready for Friday. It's baseball day. Talking baseball. I'm not going to sing it again. I know. See y'all later, man. Boca Lupo. Ciao.